5 minutes past 8 o'clock this morning, 57, a little cooler. My goodness. Good Wednesday on the Boone Erickson Show. A little cooler today, unlike yesterday's sun. I thought yesterday afternoon I was in Atlanta or St. Louis or Memphis or Washington, D.C.
Really?
That's unusual weather for this part of the country, though.
Yeah.
Fortunately, for all of you here in town, I walked down the mall yesterday and I saw so many people from out of town.
How could you tell?
I don't know, but it just seemed that they were... I saw some Hare Krishna.
Go ahead now. Oh, saw some Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Downtown?
Yeah. They were banging away and ringing the things. You know, they were...
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen many of those lately.
Yeah, it's the first ones I've seen in a long time. Yeah, they look like a couple of friends of yours.
Well, I'll tell you. Hey, listen,
how
kids.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good morning to you out there.
Just want to remind kids everywhere, Father's Day is coming up.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and my son informed me he won't be in town.
Oh.
I said, I won't be either.
I just want you to know, I think I'm one of the ideal fathers.
Your
Princess,
ideal father.
I never have had to yell at my kids.
No.
I could maintain discipline just by threatening to cook for them.
No.
Yeah,
that did it every time, man.
We'll do anything.
Forget it. Yeah, well, the boys are learning how to cook.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, the modern young man.
Oh, yeah.
Because the modern woman has changed. 57 cloudy skies, 6.5 after 8 o'clock this morning on the Boone Erickson Show. Charlie and Raj here. Oh, we got some stuff this morning you're not going to believe.
You see her sitting with her coffee and a paper with her high-top sneakers of Italian design. The long, cool stare, she aggravates the tension. Makes up a face while she makes up her mind.
That's Billy Joel, Modern Woman, at 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. That's the latest from Billy Joel. It's 57 cloudy. We'll get all that weather for you in just a moment. Looks like it's not going to be quite as warm today, up to 68.
You know, actually, for Father's Day, my wife will get me the usual.
The usual?
She'll buy me a plant.
Well, that's not a bad gift.
Yes, but we do have a few plants in the house.
I see.
I'm not sure
it's like
she's buying
a plant for her and she's giving it to you.
I mean, we've got enough plants outside the house.
Uh-huh.
She adds plants inside the house. I said, in the summertime, you still want a lot of house plants in the house. Who else has to mow the kitchen? That's how bad it is.
Valley Fair is your variety showcase. Fun on the go place. Go at your own pace. Valley Fair puts a smile on your face. Ooh, that's entertainment. Valley Fair is like a big variety show. So much to see.
Great places to go.
Good things to eat, fun things to play. A big entertaining day.
Wow, talk about entertainment. Talk about two new attractions in Valley Fair's amphitheater. Plus the new Great American High Diving Team. Plus the new Behold Hawaii in the Pepsi IMAX Theater. Plus the Red Garter shows. Plus the most star-studded Pepsi concert series ever and more. New Northern Lights that swoops you high into the sky at over 30 feet per second. Plus Valley Fair's Corkscrew Coaster and Flume. So many entertainment pluses and your biggest entertainment value too. Come on now.
Valley Fair is your come see us now place. The biggest family day around.
Valley Fair is open every day at 10 a.m.
12 minutes past 8 o'clock, 8:12, and 57, cloudy sky, a little dark this morning, huh?
Since this is the year so many people are seeing the USA in their Acura or Oldsmobile, we're loyal to our sponsors.
We're loyal to our sponsors, you bet.
Anyway, Boone and Erickson present another destination you might want to look at. Today, the Deep South.
Hi, folks. I'd like to suggest you get a real feel for the Old South with a tour of Ford Lake, Tennessee. Meet the town's leading citizen, Billy Bob Boone. You visitors from up there north, you Yankees, will want to ask Billy Bob about his special deals on souvenirs like water, actually carried by soldiers during the Civil War. And if you're lucky, Billy Bob's dog Weevil might even do some tricks for you. Like removing the distributor caps from your automobile? But don't worry, Billy Bob's service station located right next to the souvenir shop is open 24 hours a day.
The D.C. Hay Company, home of the security blanket.
Patrick Nolan is Regional Vice President for Record Data, the nation's largest supplier of title insurance and real estate appraisals, and a subsidiary of TRW. We're talking about communication, getting information from one point to another. Patrick?
When I started with Record Data, the way that we were getting our information from researchers to our office for production left something to be desired.
Well, it's a fairly common business problem. Your solution, Sharp facsimile equipment from the DC Hay Company.
The equipment is exactly what I was hoping it would be. We have a lot of written data that needs to be communicated quickly back to our office, and the fax equipment is doing just that for us.
Sharp facsimile equipment from the DC Hay Company.
We feel that it's paying for itself every day we're using it.
Call today for your demonstration of Sharp facsimile, the DC Hay Company, copiers, electronic typewriters, facsimile, supplies, and service. Dial 835-2050. Call today, 835-2050, or look in the white pages for
DC Hay Company.
Hey, before we check the weather, we haven't played Bud Light trivia this early in the show.
Okay.
Maybe some people have to go to work and have a chance. Bud Light Bunch Twins Trivia Contest. If you're the first caller at 989-2830 to answer this Bud Light Bunch Twins Trivia question, you'll win 8 tickets to the September 22nd Twins-Kansas City game. Plus, you'll see the game from behind home plate in your own Bud Light Bunch row.
This is a good question.
Okay, here's a question. You got it?
Yeah.
Who has the fewest home runs among twin hitters with 1,000 or more twin career at-bats?
Now, remember, this is not somebody who came in one day and slipped away. 1,000 or more at-bats for the Twins, but who has the fewest home runs?
I didn't even know he played for the Twins.
Well, there'll be somebody out there who'll know, I'll bet you.
Okay, let's try it.
Did you hear the question?
Reno Bertoia.
Reno Bertoia.
Oh, that's a pretty good guess.
I don't know if he had 1,000 at-bats for the Twins, but he wasn't the guy.
But this guy, I can't imagine.
Oh, I remember him.
But I remember Reno. I remember Jose Valdivieso.
Do you know the answer?
Hatcher.
That's a good guess, I think. He hasn't had too many home runs, but that's not right.
He gets one once in a while.
Yeah, he gets one occasionally, doesn't he? That's right.
Fewest home runs among twin batters.
Oops, that one skipped there. Let's try here. Hello?
Earl Batty.
No, he got quite a few home runs.
Yeah, he got quite a few.
He used to hit him out of there. Yeah. We'll take another one here, and then we'll start
getting
hits.
You'll never guess it.
Hi. Bernie Allen.
That's a good...
Yeah, he had a lot of infield hits. But,
I can't remember him getting too many.
No, I don't remember
Bernie
him.
Allen was a second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
For the two. One more. Hello?
Lenny Green.
No.
Lenny Green always got on base, but not many home runs, but that's not the one.
If you don't have the answer, we're going to give you a hint. What do you think? Who do you think?
Billy Martin?
No.
Billy Martin, yeah, he played for the Twins, but not very long. I don't think he had 1,000 at-bats for the Twins, would he? Maybe he did. Anyway, I'll give you a hint.
You know,
the first name is Bobby.
The 1,000 or more twin career at-bats, that's a lot.
That is.
With the Minnesota Twins?
That is.
How come I forgot his name?
I mean, if you had
any home runs.
If you were at bat during the whole season, you may get up to 500 at bats. Am I right? So that would be more than a couple of seasons.
Couple of seasons.
Playing every game.
Gee, I can't.
Do you want to guess, ma'am?
Bobby Randall.
Bobby Randall?
Just from the Bobby hint, you got that?
Who's Bobby Randall?
Well, I'm not really sure. I had a little help.
Well, you got help. Who's there helping you?
Oh, a friend from work.
Do you remember Bobby Randall?
Do I know?
No, I don't either.
Who's your friend from work? Where are you working?
Target stores.
You're in Target right now?
Headquarters.
Oh,
downtown.
Terrific.
Very
well,
good.
Listen, what is your name?
Jody Rasmussen.
Jody, okay. I'll tell you, Jody, hang on. We'll get all the details of your address so we can get you those tickets. You got a bunch of friends to take to that September 22nd Twins Kansas City game?
Probably better take the person who helped you.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you ought to do that, Jody. Hang on.
Thank you.
You bet. Nice talking to you. 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. 57.
Oh, now, did you tell how many home runs? Did you mention that?
It doesn't say. Does it? Oh. I see. Bobby Randall had one home run?
One. One.
And more than 1,000.
1,000 at-bats.
Isn't that something? Let's go to weather now. Okay, Billy Anderson, what's the weather like?
Well, let's just say that you can exchange your sunglasses for a light sweater this morning, Charlie. A lot of clouds out there. We do have areas of rain and drizzle that are scattered all the way across much of Minnesota, from Worthington and Redwood Falls in the southwest, over to Rochester, and all the way up to Duluth and the Iron Range.
Hey, by the way, Billy, let me interject here just for my sponsor. All this weather is brought to us, you know, by Midwest Federal. your good tree to come to for shelter since way back in 1891?
Well, if they're willing to do that, I think we should give them the credit.
Okay.
So that rain that's scattered across Minnesota is mainly light rain. There are some areas of briefly heavier rain in southeastern and south-central Minnesota, but the thunderstorms that were around yesterday certainly have died out. So there are those few showers in parts of the metropolitan area as well and into western Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, the showers are Pierce, St. Croix, and Burnett County. And also on the radar screen, some of the rain is moving through the southeastern parts of the metro area, mainly Dakota County, and it's heading north-northeastward towards Stillwater. Today, we will see showers diminishing west to east across Minnesota, and I don't think we'll see any thunderstorms. There will be some thunderstorms in eastern and southern Wisconsin. It's going to be a cooler and less humid day than yesterday, with highs mostly in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies over most of Minnesota as we get some sunshine as this low moves off to the east. A weak cold front moving into northwestern Minnesota could cause some scattered showers in the northwestern half of our state tomorrow. Those showers could reach as far as the Twin Cities by tomorrow evening or early tomorrow night. Our Twin Cities forecast: a mostly cloudy day with some occasional showers, mainly light rain, mainly this morning, high near 68. Winds north 10 to 25 miles per hour today. Some partial clearing should work its way in overnight and leave us with sunny to partly cloudy skies for tomorrow. Low near 56, tomorrow's high about 78. And remember, there is a chance of scattered showers by tomorrow night. Right now in Monticello, rain in 57. Eau Claire, cloudy 57. Salt Lake City, clear in 55. Twin Cities, cloudy. Some rain on the southeast side. Wind north at 15. Dew points down to 54 degrees. Although the humidity is at 90%, and our temperature now 57.
57, okay. This is going to be a blast.
Yes, when Midwest Federal brings you an old-fashioned family 4th of July fireworks get-together.
Get your advance sale tickets. Get them today. Customer or not, no transaction needed. Just stop in at any Midwest Federal office and buy your tickets. Adult discount tickets, only $2.
Old-fashioned family 4th of July celebration taking place all over the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Gates open at 4 on the 4th of July, so there's time to picnic. Limited concessions will be available, too.
And music. Talk about music. Live music by the White Sidewalls and the American Brass Review at the Bandshell and Baldwin Park. They'll have shows at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
And then Midwest Federal presents the largest 4th of July fireworks in the state. Breathtaking from start to finale. They say, wait till you see that finale.
So get over there to Midwest Federal, the only place you can get advance tickets at a discount.
And your ticket will take you anywhere on the grounds, the grandstand, the music, and, of course, free parking. Plenty of free parking. That's $2 if you get them at Midwest Federal. That's for everything.
What a blast. I forgot to pick those up yesterday. I was over talking to Roman Tafe from Ortonville, from the Tafes.
Yeah.
He used to work Bruce Hagovic up there in Ortonville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he's at Midwest Federal.
And Roman is my personal banker.
Good.
Yeah, I was over talking to him about corporate banking.
Ah.
Yeah, terrific place to do business. 21 minutes past 8 o'clock, 57 degrees in our Twin Cities. And this is the Boone Erickson Show on Real Radio. We'll get a look at sports in just a minute.
Hermans, we are sports. We got your number if you're into sports. We're all sports. Hermans, we are sports.
For scratch golfers to weekend duffers, the great Spalding Executive gift offer available now at Herman's is just as good as a hole-in-one. During our store-wide sale, you'll save $20 on the Spalding Executive 11-piece Pro Set and get gifts from Herman's and Spalding just for buying it. The Spalding Executive 11-piece Pro Set in men's or ladies' models is on sale for $279.99. Buy the complete set with three woods and eight investment cast irons, and you'll receive a top-flight 15-ball value pack from Spalding and a $20 gift certificate in the mail from Herman's. Stock up on golf balls, too. The 15-ball value pack of Spalding Top Flights or the 12-ball pack of Spalding Top Flight Plus are now just $15.99 during Herman's store-wide sale. The great Spalding gift offer at Herman's, the easiest ace you'll ever make.
Herman's, we are sports.
Herman's, we are sports.
A couple of sports highlights here at 22 minutes past 8 o'clock in the Boone Erickson Show. The Rangers from Texas beat our Twins 14-10 last night. The pitching that led the Twins to three straight wins apparently wasn't there. And despite 20 hits, the Twins could not prolong their streak. Texas had 17 hits. We out-hit them. Gino Petrolli drove in five runs for the Rangers. Kent Herbeck had four hits. Gary Gaetti, three doubles for Minnesota.
Herbeck is so high. Well, Gaetti, too. I mean, everybody is hitting beautifully.
Trailing 8-7, the Rangers scored three in the seventh inning to hand Ron Davis the loss.
We now have, on average, we have two, Herbeck and Puckett, both in the top 10 in the American League.
Wow. They're bringing up Alan Anderson from Toledo. Mm-hmm. And he goes against knuckleballer Charlie, is that Howe?
Howe.
The ace of the Texas staff. I don't know his name. Howe or
Howe?
Howe. Howe must be Howe. 7-10 on CCO. Okay, high school.
Yeah.
Boy, are they pitching. No-hitter for Steve Schneider in that Creighton-Chaska game, 1-0. And Hill Murray took it from Rochester Mayo, 2-1. Bloomington Kennedy, 7. Duluth East, 5. Bemidji, 6. Park Center, 5. And a single-A semifinals tomorrow, double-A on Friday at the Metrodome. Boy, they're having fun. Jimmy Connors back playing tennis after his suspension. Yesterday at the Queen's Grass Court.
Oh,
in
yeah.
London, yeah. This is kind of a warm-up for Wimbledon.
Yeah,
Wimbledon. Jimmy beat a Dutchman in straight sets 1-2. So he's, wonder if he's playing with that old racket. So, that's the scene in sports.
Meanwhile, Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune throws out the first ball tonight. We've had some requests to hear again the Wheel of Fortune that we did yesterday. We'll do that a little later in the show.
Okay, shall we tune in to Sheila Moore?
All right.
Because Sheila's waiting over there at Bandana Square at 24 minutes past 8 o'clock, and it's 57 degrees, a little cool this morning, Sheila.
Are you there, Sheila?
WCCO Real Radio is beginning its second year of summer band concerts at Bandana Square. Hi, this is Bill Deal. I'll be hosting the first of 12 summer band concerts at 7:30 this Friday evening at historic Bandana Square. This concert features the John Philip Sousa Memorial Band. Bring the whole family to this outdoor concert extravaganza and bring lawn chairs and blankets to sit on. Just follow the signs to St. Paul's Energy Park. See you there.
Hey, 25 after 8 o'clock and 57 degrees in our Twin Cities.
I'll tell Sheila to hang on because we're just... I think we have her now.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Sheila. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We couldn't find your switch. You are broadcasting from Bandana Square. That's why this happened, right?
Somebody turn off the lights.
You are live and you have your own little broadcasting studio.
Yes,
there.
I'm out here.
Father's Day coming up this weekend. My favorite holiday.
Oh, yes.
What's going on there at Bandana Square?
Well, we'd like to remind everyone that it's a good time to start thinking about buying Father's Day gifts because there are only a couple days left until Sunday. Excuse me, and this Sunday, we have, Saturday and Sunday, that is, we have the Jaguar Car Show at Bandana Square with all kinds of cars from the 50s, roadsters, coupes, and sedans.
Okay. Restaurants?
Yes, we have great menus being featured on Father's Day. In fact, Charlie and Roger, we would love to personally invite both you and your families to come to the Dakota on Sunday for Sunday brunch.
So bring the whole family to Bandana Square Father's Day weekend.
Think
for
the Jaguar concert?
The Jaguar.
Will you be our guest?
I'm not going to be around, but...
Well, that's right. You're going on vacation.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I've got to talk to my wife. I don't know what she's got planned for me, Sheila.
But it sounds like a great idea.
Well,
she
we'd
never
love
lets
to
me
have
know.
You.
Thank you, Sheila. Love to see that Jaguar car show. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come to think my wife wants one of those Jaguars, as they say in Britain.
My brother was a collector.
Is that right?
And he won a concours in California a few months ago.
A Coors, a bottle of beer?
No, they have a concours. They point these cars, they give them prizes, they check them all over.
I see.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, it's 26 and a half minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. Hey, let's check traffic right now with Dino Spratt and see how the highways and byways are going this Wednesday morning. Dino?
Find my switch here, Jimmy Erickson? Yep, I guess he did.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, Bill Schnitzel is on.
Who? Schnitzel?
What was that?
Schnitzel.
Pickle in the middle with the mustard on top.
This guy, I'm the...
Yeah, Jimmy's on vacation.
Well, that was Schnitzel.
Schnitzel?
No, who is the guy with Jack Benny?
Pickle in the middle with the mustard on top.
That was the Mad Russian.
No, the Mad Russian was...
Oh, the Mad Russian, that's right.
Yes.
That was,
Anyway. Yeah, we're all too young to remember, so how can we know?
That's right. Hey. If your wife wants a Jaguar, by the way, she's going to have to lead an awful lot of tours in the next year or two.
Yes, I think so. She's got to work harder.
TV dinners, huh, Raj?
Yeah.
Aren't they great?
You bet.
Traffic's moving along pretty well this morning through most of the system. We did have a stall 694 westbound up by the River Bridge. That's been gotten out of the way. And 35W northbound, we had a stall around 42nd Street. Apparently blew a tire or something. And if it's not gone already, should be very shortly now. We have extremely heavy traffic off the freeway, we're told by a listener on University Avenue, and they're doing some work there. University, of course, up in that area off 35W is a one-way going east, and he reports a major delay between 35W and about 13th Avenue southeast, where they have restricted traffic and apparently two lanes melding down to one, so a little bit of single lane eastbound to University in the area of 13th Avenue southeast, and pretty hefty delays this morning rush hour as a result of that.
Take a look at Maury's Mazda.
Price increases are on the way, but Maury's Mazda has 120 Mazdas in stock at the old price. Buy now and save.
Take a look.
Highway 12 near 494 in Minnetonka.
29 minutes past 8 o'clock, 57, the CCO temperature in our Twin Cities. Hey, they're having a free jazz show. Jim Froehlich sent over some noisemakers to announce the free concert at noon at NSP Plaza by Rio Nido to help celebrate Ride Sharing Month. Carpool
Rio
info.
Nido.
Yeah, carpool info will be available. Mayor Don Fraser awards and prizes. That's at noon at NSP Plaza. How about that?
Meanwhile, news from Hollywood here, Jimmy.
Tom Cruise's Top Gun outgunned Sylvester Stallone's Cobra out of the top spot to regain the number one box office position for the week. Chuck Norris and Lou Gossett Jr. will co-star together for the first time in the action picture Firewalker, about a pair of down-and-out soldiers of fortune who happen upon a missing actress and a treasure map. They begin shooting in Mexico this month. And Joan Rivers had a snappy answer for the heckler at a recent show in California. When the heckler asked her, "What about Johnny?" Rivers quipped back her words now, "What about Johnny? I'm the only woman ever to leave Johnny Carson and not ask for money." Beep, 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 beep. Hollywood exclusive flash. To show their compassion for the poor, everyone who has appeared on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous will get together to help buy tennis rackets for the third world.
For more than 100 years, our Yellow Pages have been helping people in the West. People like Mike Eastland of Big Daddy's Auto Parts, Salem, Oregon.
You know, when I started my business, I was holding my own. Then the U.S. West Direct Yellow Pages came out with my ad in it, and business nearly doubled. Now I need 4 phones to take all the calls.
We're U.S. West Direct. Every year we publish 35 million copies of the West's best Yellow Pages. The Yellow Pages more people reach for.
Sure, I tried another directory. Now that ad got me next to nothing. My Yellow Pages ad pulls in customers every day. You know that other directory salesman told me to drop my ad in the U.S. West Direct Yellow Pages? Shoot, I might as well cut off my leg.
To find out how we can help your business, talk to a U.S. West Direct advertising consultant.
You see, at Big Daddy's Auto Parts, we have the parts that customers need, and my U.S. West Direct ad consultant knows how to say so in an ad.
U.S. West Direct, publisher of the West's best Yellow Pages.
The Boone Erickson Show continues on WCCO St. Paul, Minneapolis, 57 degrees, 831. Let's get the news from Ray.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting, brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines. If you enjoy the comfort of wide cabin 747s, Northwest Orient is the number one way to go in the Twin Cities. Doctors at Loma Linda Hospital in California say baby Jesse is in critical but stable condition following last night's heart transplant surgery. Physicians say baby Jesse's new heart is beating strongly and steadily. Deposed Philippine rooter Ferdinand Marcos says a Manila newspaper report that he tried to make a financial deal with President Aquino in exchange for amnesty is part of a, quote, worldwide hate campaign against him. President Reagan holds a news conference tonight at 7. It's anticipated he will be questioned at length on his decision to abandon the SALT II nuclear arms limitation treaty by the end of the year. Authorities in Finland say faulty instrumentation probably caused yesterday's unusually high radiation levels measured in a city near a Finnish nuclear power plant. The Soviet Union says the West has exaggerated by more than 100 times the number of Jews wishing to emigrate, but the statement on the TASS news agency admits thousands still hope to be reunited with their families abroad. The TASS report comes just 10 days after the Kremlin announced it would release an additional 71 families, Jews and non-Jews, for family reunification. Officials in Sri Lanka have imposed a curfew until tomorrow morning in an eastern port city, the site of today's time bomb explosions aboard two state-run buses. The blast killed at least 70 people, injuring 60 more. Separatist rebels are suspected in the attacks. 57 degrees in the Twin Cities, coming up to 8:33.
People who know, go Northwest.
And these days, Northwest Orient is scoring a lot of points with business travelers to Chicago. Why? Because Northwest Orient really caters to your business needs. For starters, Northwest Orient has the most nonstops to Chicago every week. 121 weekly nonstops to choose from. More than Midway. More than twice as many weekly nonstops as United. But that's not all. Northwest Orient is also the only airline serving both O'Hare and Midway airports. And when compared against all the other airlines, no one has a better free travel program than Northwest Orient. So when business takes you to Chicago via O'Hare or Midway airports, check the score, then check in with Northwest Orient Airlines.
Northwest Orient. Northwest Orient. Northwest Orient Airlines.
Firefighters spent nearly 3 hours this morning battling a blaze at Madden's Lodge on Gull Lake, north of Brainerd. Several people were evacuated, no one injured. The call for firefighters was first sounded around midnight. When they arrived, they learned that the fire started behind an upstairs fireplace. That fireplace is located in the same unit where a fire caused $20,000 damage in late April. Damage from this morning's fire is estimated at between $10,000 and $15,000. The cause remains under investigation. Authorities say no one survived a fiery collision of two pickup trucks in southwestern Minnesota yesterday, in which five people were killed. The pickup trucks collided at a gravel road intersection north of Edgerton and went into a ditch. Authorities say the larger pickup truck landed on top of the smaller one containing a mother and her two children. Both trucks burst into flames. Authorities have identified the victims as 34-year-old Patricia Schuld of Woodstock and her two children, 8-year-old Kalen and 4-year-old Vaughn. Also killed were 40-year-old Melon DeGroat and 16-year-old Daniel Miedema, both of Edgerton. A druggist in northeast Minneapolis who killed a man and wounded another in a shootout during a Memorial Day armed robbery attempt has been cleared of responsibility for the slaying. A grand jury in Hennepin County has decided not to return any indictment against the druggist, 41-year-old Harlow Strike. Strike shot and killed 34-year-old Dean Jensen and wounded 27-year-old Jay Dorman in a move he called self-defense. For the Twin Cities, mostly cloudy today with occasional showers, mainly this morning, a high of 68. Partial clearing tonight, a low of 56. Sunday to partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 78. Currently in the Twin Cities, the wind is from the north at 15, the barometer 29.71 and falling, the temperature 57 degrees at 8:35 and a half. Ray Christensen, WCCO Radio News.
Let me see if I've got this straight.
All right.
You don't believe in anything.
Believe it. I don't believe in anything.
Right, so
I don't believe I'm here with you today. I can't believe it is what
you
I'm saying.
You can believe I'm sitting here, and I'm sitting here talking to a guy.
All
a total skeptic is what
the
it is.
The world's biggest skeptic.
You believe in nothing.
Nothing. The moonwalk?
Right, I saw it on television.
Wasn't a moonwalk.
What?
It was more like a jog, a run. See, another thing I don't believe in, daylight savings time.
What is there to not believe about daylight savings?
I don't believe in setting my clock back. Doesn't work.
That would explain why you were late.
I don't believe you said that. See? That's another thing.
So you are a man who believes in absolutely nothing.
Well, there's one thing I believe in. Hormel Light and Lean Ham and Ham Lunch Meat. Is that good? Oh, boy.
Well, yes, it's good. I'm not surprised. Less fat, extra lean, great
believe
taste.
Believe it.
Easy to believe.
Big taste, low calories.
All right. So there is one thing you believe in.
Right. Hormel Light and Lean Ham and Ham Lunch Meat.
And you believe for a total skeptic to believe in one
there's
thing.
There's one other thing I believe in.
What's that?
Bowling leagues.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say, 23 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. It's 57 degrees in our Twin Cities.
Bennett Cerf's son, Christopher, will be on with us.
Chris has been on quite a few times, and he's always a delight, and he's into something new.
The Pentagon catalog.
Yeah, he's got a catalog where you can get stuff from the Pentagon. Here it is. Pentagon catalog, ordinary products at extraordinary prices.
Yes, everybody should look into that. You know, they, of course, had the Pentagon back in George Washington's time.
They had it back then?
Well, actually, it was kind of only the Quintagon then.
Did they have
congressional? They kind of built up from there, Septagon and
did they have
Octagon.
Congressional hearings back then?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We checked the records, and we'll try to recreate that right now for you. They didn't have recordings back then, so we'll have to
do it for you. No, we'll take it out of the ether, and we'll recreate a courtroom, back in 17...
Yes, Senate committee hearing. Okay. Well, actually, it would have been Continental Congress hearing or whatever it was.
Okay, 1775 or somewhere
around there. Yeah, somewhere back in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do I understand correctly that you work at the Pentagon? You some kind of top honcho there?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah. What I'd like to know is, how can you charge $4,000 per flint for the flintlock rifle?
Well, this isn't ordinary flint, sir. It's a superior quality.
But if I can get flints at the general store at home for 10 cents?
Well, sir, all I can say is that
George Washington, our fine general, he was complaining about the boat you gave him to cross the Delaware, and he wants to know why he had to stand up.
Well, there weren't enough Coast Guard-approved life vests to go around. We had to cut back. You're the ones that cut back on our defense spending.
What's that got to do with George Washington standing up? You didn't build the boat big enough. I mean, for a $1 million boat, everybody should be able to sit down. Another thing, George wondered about their uniforms.
The Army uniforms?
Yeah, whose idea were those three-cornered hats anyway?
Well,
I mean, they're silly. And the red coats. Now, George was hoping for something in a camouflage color. You know, green with little brown splotches.
Sir, they're good quality uniforms, and my cousin who made them says he'll stand by them all the way.
And the powdered wigs at $10,000 a wig?
Well, sir, you need quality powdered wigs so you look good in dress parade. Also, they look so cute at the prom at West Point.
Well, explain one more thing, if you can. The lanterns that signaled Paul Revere to get on his horse, how much were they?
$6,000 a piece, sir.
I can buy a lantern at home for a dollar?
But these lanterns have high-intensity wicks. That's what the Signal Corps asked for.
Well, just get back to George Washington. He put in a requisition to the Pentagon for a silver dollar so he could throw it across the Potomac.
Yes, sir, and that would demonstrate American strength and determination.
But you gave him a big check.
Yes, sir.
You can't throw a check very far in the air.
Don't worry, that check will bounce.
Been shopping for a new truck? They're probably all starting to look the same. But there's one truck out there that stands above the rest.
New Nissan trucks, they're built tougher. New Nissan trucks, they're built smarter. New Nissan trucks, they're built bigger.
And what do you call a truck that's built tougher, smarter, and bigger than ever?
You call them hard bodies. New Nissan hard bodies.
And right now is the best time ever to strike a deal on your new Nissan hardbody. Inventories are high, prices are unbelievably low, and we'll sweeten the deal with incredibly low 6.7 annual percentage rate financing to qualified buyers. We've got 14 models to choose from. King cabs, long beds, 4x4s, and even a Fireball V6 engine with more horsepower than any leading compact truck. But hurry, they're going fast.
New Nissan hardbodies, you need a hard.
See your participating Minnesota Nissan dealer.
19 minutes before 9 o'clock, 57. We're going to be mostly cloudy today. Occasional showers. As they say in London, they say bright patches with occasional showers.
Yes. Yes. Showery periods.
Showery periods.
Yes.
Mainly this morning, high of 68 expected today, and then partial clearing tonight, a low of 56.
Today's exciting Sonny and Cher trivia. What did Sonny and Cher call themselves when they made their first record?
What did Sonny and Cher call themselves?
You know, when they made their first record.
No, I don't know. Is that a legitimate question?
No, it is a legitimate question, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did they call themselves?
Well, let's listen to Howie and...
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is hard for Kemps. These days, women are becoming much more aware of the need for getting plenty of calcium in their diets. They know that calcium is an important mineral for building strong bones and teeth and for an all-around healthy body. The trouble is, getting enough calcium in the diet isn't always easy. That is, until now, because Kemp's has just introduced a great-tasting new yogurt that has 100% of a woman's daily calcium needs in just one 6-ounce serving. That would take up to 4 servings of most other yogurts you can buy. And best of all, Kemp's yogurt with 100% calcium has only 190 calories. But does it taste delicious? I think you'll find that new Kemp's yogurt is as good as any yogurt you've ever tasted. It has a smooth texture and comes in 8 natural fruit flavors. So try new Kemp's low-fat yogurt with 100% of your calcium needs. It's not only good to eat, it's good for your body.
Okay, speaking of bodies, we'll have a tip on health and fitness in just a moment.
Pat Walters knows the answer to that question. What did Sonny and Cher call themselves when they made the first record? What was he?
Anthony and Cleopatra.
That is close enough.
Okay.
Tony and Cleo or something.
Yeah, actually it was Caesar and Cleo.
Caesar and Cleo.
Caesar and Cleo, but they were capitalizing on the movie Cleopatra, which
sure,
was out at the time.
Richard Burton and Liz Taylor.
They later dropped the name for fear of being confused with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, who were better singers.
Cher looked a little like Cleopatra, didn't she? Oh, yeah, they were better singers, yeah.
Hey, you get a Boone and Erickson trivia T-shirt, Pat.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
Yeah, are you getting ready for work or at work? Or?
I am on my way to work right now, getting ready to go to work.
Where do you go?
Justers, downtown Minneapolis.
Well, terrific. Well,
you can wear the Boone Erickson T-shirt to work.
You bet I would.
Say hello to everybody down there, will you?
You betcha. Thank you.
Hang on a second, Pat.
Okay. Another tip on health and fitness as we count down to the 5th Annual Twin Cities Marathon Sunday, October 12th, sponsored by Pillsbury, First Banks, and CCO Radio. A recent story from Advertising Age magazine says that the persistence of health-conscious consumers is beginning to pay off, both for them and for the marketers of light foods and beverages, sporting goods, self-diagnostic tests, and a host of other products and services. A study by Langer Associates New York suggests that the health trend is entering a second phase in which consumers have integrated new health habits and awareness into their lifestyles. The report notes that health is mainstream. The healthy look has become firmly linked with the public's image of attractiveness, quality, and happiness. The report says this means a natural glow coming from within, not through cosmetics. Twinkly eyes, rosy cheeks, clear complexion, shining hair. It's not anti-makeup, but it's not dependent on makeup either. The 5th Annual Twin Cities Marathon, Sunday, October 12th. Call Way to Go for more information. We have 57 degrees in our Twin Cities, quarter of 9 o'clock in the morning.
Is it Chuck Lilligren time, then?
It will be in just a second.
All right.
Because we have some summer pleasures
at
845.
Oh, that's right, 845 is summer pleasure
time.
845 and 645. Let's see what's going on today. Oh, you know the play, The King and I?
Yeah, great show. We had Mako and
and
Mary Beth Peel on the show the other day.
Well, they're going to have a special thing today, summer pleasure, to see what goes on during the rehearsal of King and I at the Ordway.
You can attend rehearsal?
So at 4:30 this afternoon, you come to the 5th Street stage door.
At the Ordway.
And get the tips right from the pint-sized cast. So you probably want to bring the kids. So that's tonight, or this afternoon, 4:30 at the Ordway. And you'll meet the cast of The King and I, and they'll tell you about
terrific
acting
idea.
And singing and musical theater.
And then listen to CCO tomorrow morning. At the same time, or tonight with Cannon at 6:45 for more Summer Pleasure updates. WCCO-TV Radio and the Minneapolis-St. Paul Magazine brings you Summer Pleasures.
And now we bring you Chuck Lilligren.
Thank you, guys. This morning at South St. Paul, 1,700 cattle seeing a week to 50 lower market on the steers and heifers. Steers at $53, heifers $51.50. Holstein steers fully steady at $45.50 to $47, with slaughter cows strong to a dollar high at $39 to $40. Some high yielders $41. Bulls opening steady to $50 top. 3,200 hogs, a dollar lower than the close on the barrows and gilts at $51 to $51.50. Sows are steady, lights at $44 to $44.50, heavies at $45. And 200 sheep and lambs steady to week, mostly 70.
You can't see me now, but I look great. You see, it's Levi week at Dayton's, so I'm modeling my new Levi Action Slacks for men, made from Visa, America's freedom fabric. They're durable, easy to care for, and if this were TV, you could see they'll look great wash after wash. All thanks to Visa, the fabric that cares for itself and you. Oh, one other thing. Dayton's has Levi Action Slacks on sale through June 18th, only $19.99, and saving money's important. Even to the best-dressed guy on radio.
That's right. Say, we've got some special events here. Karen Kaiser-Clark, local author, has been on the Boone Erickson Show many times. Fascinating woman. She'll present an address on positive self-esteem for families this evening at the St. Paul Technical Vocational Institute Auditorium. The address is titled Grow Deep, Not Just Tall. It takes place from 7 to 8:30. Admission $2 per person at the door. And the 7th Annual Father-Child Fun Run takes place this Saturday morning at Lake Nokomis. That's always a lot of fun to watch. The Father-Child Fun Run takes place at Nokomis this Saturday morning. Warm-ups at 9:30, and then the first race begins at 10. The registration is $4, and all proceeds go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Twin Cities.
I'll have my kid and I, Steve and I, will do that. He can carry me all the way.
Sure. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're racing, they're off and running at Canterbury Downs.
If you think it's exciting betting on a horse at Canterbury Downs, imagine how exciting it would be owning a horse at Canterbury Downs. Imagine the rush of adrenaline you'd feel watching your horse race for the finish line. Imagine the incredible pride you'd feel joining your horse in the winner's circle. Imagine the fun you'd have telling your friends, who only own Mustangs and Broncos, that you own a thoroughbred racehorse. On Father's Day, June 15th, you'll have your chance. It's the Philly for a Fan drawing, sponsored by Canterbury Downs and Furlong Equine Services. If you win, all the horse's expenses will be covered, but all the winnings will be yours. At season's end, you can either sell the horse or keep it and take up the expenses yourself. The entire package is valued at over $20,000. Come to Canterbury Downs this Sunday, and maybe you'll win something that could go on winning all season long.
No purchase necessary. Complete rules available on request. Entry blanks will be available outside the turnstile entrance.
We have cloudy skies, 57 degrees at 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. Could get to 68. And then partial clearing this evening with a low of 56 expected overnight. Then warmer up in the high 70s tomorrow with lots of sun.
So Pat Sajak will throw out the first ball tonight. He is the MC on Wheel of Fortune on Channel 4. Evidently what happened is... He was talking with a contestant on the show, and he was from Minnesota. And he said, you know, my big dream is someday I would throw out the first ball for the Minnesota Twins.
Really?
He's evidently a Minnesota Twins fan.
No kidding.
I don't know if there's any connection, if he knows somebody here, or if he just is a Twins fan. But anyway, so he's going to do that tonight. Now, that Wheel of Fortune, we know television audience is minuscule. You know, very few listen to it, let's face it.
I've never seen that show.
I know. I mean, well, that's a thing. Most people haven't. They don't know what it's all about.
What do they do?
Well, it's something like this.
And now, Wheel of Fortune. And now, your host for Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak.
Well, hi, everybody, and let me introduce the beauteous Vanna White. My, you are white tonight, Vanna. You're wearing nothing at all.
Well, I thought since we're on radio...
Right. Very good, Vanna. Now, here's the way we play the game. Up on the board, we have a person's name. The name of this person is a politician. However, all the letters are covered. Now, we have this giant roulette wheel here. You spin it, and if you pick the right letters and solve the puzzle, you win big bucks and maybe a car. Let's play Wheel of Fortune.
Come on, big money. Come on, come on, big money.
Come on, big money. All right, we start with Mr. Rudy Perpich from Minnesota.
Could I have an L, please?
Yes, sir. Vanna, uncover the L, please. Now we find out what Vanna does in the show. She uncovers the letters. Uncover the L, please. Very nice, Vanna.
Now could I have a T, please?
There are two T's. Vanna, would you show us your two T's, please? Uncover the two T's, please.
Could I have an M?
Yes, sir, there is one M.
I'd like to buy a couple of vowels, please. An A and an I.
You got it. Now, can you solve the puzzle?
Well, I'll try.
All right. If you solve the puzzle, you win $12,000 and a new car.
L-A-T-T-I...
What's the matter, Mr. Perpich? What's the matter, Mr. Perpich?
I can't do it.
A new car, Mr. Perpich.
I can't say that name without choking.
Your time's up. Mr. Perpich does not win the money or the car.
Well,
Join us again tomorrow for Wheel of Fortune.
Would somebody help Mr. Perfect? She's turning purple. Could we have some help here?
No, not you, Vanna.
What's he saying? What's he saying?
Something about the Iron Range.
Iron Range? Did we give away a range today? Does anybody know what's going on? What's happening? Would somebody help? What's going on?
That's the way it goes. It's 7 minutes before 9 o'clock here on the Boone Erickson Show, 57 degrees, heading for the 60s.
If you're between the ages of 50 and 65 or within 10 years of retirement and are covered under a pension or profit-sharing plan at work, this message may be very important to you and your spouse. At retirement, you'll have to make a decision on how you will take your pension income. Planning for that decision now may substantially increase your retirement income. For valuable information on how you can maximize your pension income, call today. Dan Hagberg, Prudential Financial Services, 339-2592. That's Dan Hagberg, 339-2592.
We got Willie Nelson here on the Boone Erickson
Mama,
Show.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies...
Hey, Willie Nelson. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
That's a lot
of fun. I like Willie.
Mm-hmm.
He's unique.
You betcha.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm out there in the range.
Out there in the range?
Yeah.
Baked beans. Well, don't burn yourself.
Strong coffee.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Howard Viking here for Dayton's, presenting S.T. Lauder's Summer Sensation. Just $15 with any S.T. Lauder purchase of $8.50 or more. S.T. Lauder's mesh sun bag is filled with a zippered makeup pouch where you'll find six sensational products from S.T. Lauder. Golden Sunning Lotion SPF 8 helps block harmful ultraviolet rays while you build a gradual tan. Opre Tan Maintainer for body. Featherproof lipstick stays where you put it and won't bleed. White linen body cream for all summer long. Swiss Performing Extract and white linen spray per size for fresh scent whenever you need it. All in Dayton's Cosmetics.
Couple of minutes before 9 o'clock and 57 degrees in our Twin Cities.
Bruce Hagovic.
Bruce Hagovic. The ace of Ortonville. Flash, how you doing?
Well, Bruce Clarence Hagovic, that is.
Bruce Clarence. Well, I was talking
BC.
To the...
My baptismal name.
I was talking to your friends from Ortonville at Tafes yesterday.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to talking to him myself.
Roman's a big man down there in Midwest Federal here in town. What's going on in the news?
Well, there's a lot of talk about the teaching profession, of course, and the Minnesota Federation of Teachers is coming out with a report this morning on the teaching profession. We'll have coverage of that. The Veterans Administration is going to be releasing a study this morning on a drug for chronic heart patients, which should be interesting. And there are some indications that parts of Minnesota may not be having all that much resort business as we think. Generally in the state, resort business is up, but there are pockets where it is down, such as Otter Tail County, and we'll have some reports on that today.
Okay. Bruce Hagovic from our WCCO radio newsroom.
Today on 60 Seconds with the Drug Emporium Players, we'll investigate why the Drug Emporium is a true discount drugstore.
A drugstore that seems to provide customers with first-quality brand-name merchandise at the lowest possible price.
Their secret is to buy directly from the manufacturers using the lowest markup possible so you, the customer, benefit from their buying talent.
I'm Ruth Kozlak.
And I'm Tim Russell.
We'll have all this and more in 60 Seconds.
I guess I'm the and more part. Did you ever wonder why you spend so much at the drugstore only to come home with a few items? Or you go to three or four different places, you know, to save money. With all that driving, you spent everything you saved on gas. Did you ever shop the Drug Emporium? They don't run loss leaders. You know, a couple of items priced low, so you'll pay premium prices for other items you need. No, at the Drug Emporium, everything is sale priced every day. Did you ever wonder why you're not already shopping at the Drug Emporium? I thought so.
The Drug Emporium, 5900 Shingle Creek Parkway in Brooklyn Center.
At Maury's Imports, we won't sell you a car. We'll help you buy the car you really want. You'll like the difference.
Maury's gets you moving.
Highway 12 across from Ridgedale in Minnetonka.
Could have a shower today. High of 68. It's 9 o'clock. This is WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul. The Boone Erickson Show continues on this 11th day of June.
CBS News. This is Judy Muller. Doctors at Loma Linda Medical Center in California.